proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. As we look at our series on the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134, we realize that God wants His people to wait upon Him for guidance and for direction before they undertake any action. In Psalm 130, the writer declared that, quote, "I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope," unquote. Notice the source of this writer's hope. He hoped in the word of God, not upon his own wisdom or efforts to extricate himself from peril. In that same chapter, Psalm 130, the author emphasized the fervency of his expectations. He penned these words that, quote, "My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning," unquote. He determined not to do anything without first consulting God and determining the direction God would have him to go. Why should a person wait upon God before acting? David provided several answers to that question through the Psalms that he authored. In Psalm 37, he wrote, quote, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait upon the Lord, I say." David encouraged others in Psalm 37, quote, "Wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land," unquote. David believed that whenever he waited on God's leading, that God would direct him in a wise manner. After all, according to Psalm 62, God served as David's salvation and his expectation. Furthermore, David practiced what he preached in that manner. Before doing anything against the Amalekite raiders who had robbed him of his possessions, an incident described in 1 Samuel chapter 30, David first sought to discern God's will in the matter. He called for a priest, and through the priest's breastplate with the Urim and Thummim, David knew what to do. Later still, according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, David inquired of the Lord before adopting battle strategies against the Philistine armies that attacked him. David understood that waiting upon God could prove a trying experience. In Psalm 69, he exclaimed, quote, "I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God," unquote. David pled with God in that same chapter, quote, "Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake," unquote. Failing to wait upon God resulted in divine judgment for King Saul of Israel. In an incident recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul, rather than postponing making a sacrifice to God, an act, by the way, that only priests could perform lawfully. Rather than postponing a sacrifice to God, Saul himself made that offering. When the prophet Samuel arrived soon afterwards, he rebuked Saul for his presumption, telling him, quote, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which He commanded thee," unquote. As a consequence of his behavior, Saul forfeited his right to reign over Israel, as well as his opportunity to establish a royal dynasty. The early Christians obeyed Jesus Christ's directive contained in the first chapter of Acts. Before He ascended into heaven, He commanded them that, quote, "They should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father," unquote. These early disciples looked for God to endue them with divine power. Christians today need to do likewise. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.